This topic is Omid Murubala Paro. It's the issue of machitzos with gaps. And what I really want to do here is just, it's sort of like chazarish here on the Gemara, really, and just put things in order to make sure the concepts are clear. I'm not going to have a lot of added material just because the basics of it are so confusing that we'll need an hour just to go through them. So we begin not with Omid Murubala Paro itself, but with what a machitza is supposed to be. So you have the sheet, the machitzos with gaps sheet. It says five machitzos with gaps sheet. Clear? Okay. So, source Aleph, I just brought you as a reminder, right, that a Rishus HaYachid is defined as something that has either the ditch around it that is 10 deep or the fence around it that is 10 high. Right? Leave aside all of our discussions about other ways, you know, and other formats for it. What I wanted to show is simply the 10 tefach requirement, which of course is brought in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Rambam, and brought in the Shulchan Aruch, brought in the Mishnah Berurah, and so on and so forth. For certain issues, you may require a wall that reaches a ceiling. Right? Like Chiluk the Urin, the issue of whether a house can be divided up so it's two separate spaces such that the Eruv would be separate and so forth for the Eruv Chatzeros. So there you require a wall that goes all the way up to the ceiling. But normally the wall that you require is a 10 tefach wall. Where did we invent 10 tefach from? Why 10 tefach? So the Gemara in Eruv and Daf Dalet. Source base. These three things are halacha l'moshe misinai. When we go through each of them, what is this shiurin thing? What is this chatzitzin thing? And now what is this mechitzin thing? Mechitzas d'oraisininu. What are you talking about? Mechitza is biblical. The Amar Mar Aro Netisha Bekaparas Tefach Harei Kanasara. We assume Mechitza meant the 10 tefach height. And we say that's not a halacha l'moshe misinai, that's a de'oraisa. What is the difference between a halacha l'moshe misinai and a de'oraisa? So to short circuit a very long discussion, the working definition of halacha l'moshe misinai is that which Jews have considered to be halacha since time immemorial, but I don't have a pasuk I can hang it on. That's halacha l'moshe misinai. That's the way it's been since Sinai, although we'll see a Gemara that seems to take it a lot more literally in a bit. So he says, don't call it a de'oraisa. It's a halacha l'moshe misinai. I'm sorry, don't call it a halacha l'moshe misinai. It's a de'oraisa. Because the aron is 9 tefach, and the kaporas, the lid on the aron, is 1 tefach. That is asara. That's 10 tefach, and that's my source for something which divides between spaces. To which the Gemara says, Lo tzricha l'Rabbi Yehuda, no, you needed to say halacha l'moshe misinai for separate halachos regarding the shiur of an alma, 6 tefach, 5 tefach. I did not want to get into that discussion, so I didn't. But the halacha l'moshe misinai is other aspects of the machitza. The Gemara seems to conclude that the 10 tefach requirement is actually a de'oraisa. Ava pichein, if you look at the Rambam in source Gimel, he says, V'tzerach sheyeh gova hakana asara, o sheyeh menaretz atzof ovi achevel ha'elyon asara, and hikit b'chavalim, depending on what your Erev is made up of. Is it a standing reed, or is it a set of rope with gaps between them? Either way, the top of your wall has to be minimum 10 tefach. She'ein mechitza pechusa me'asara, because there's no such thing as a mechitza that's less than 10 tefach. Hi, v'chol ha'shurin ha'elav halacha l'moshe misinai hein. The Rambam says this is halacha l'moshe misinai, and I believe he refers to the 10 tefach thing at all, as well, despite the Gemara's apparent conclusion. I wonder if the reason why we go with 10 tefach is that a 10 tefach wall reaches the top of the Rishus HaRabim. In other words, your Rishus HaRabim ends at 10 tefach, above that is Mekom Petur, so your wall has reached the top of the Rishus.
I assume so too,
although the only weakness I have with it is the Gemara in Shabbos Tzadi Beis, which notes liability for carrying higher than 10 tefach, because they carried higher than 10 tefach in the Midbar. So that's even the whole discussion about how
the other problem with it is that there are other places where Mechitzas is 10 tefach, even when they're not samach to the ground. Like by Sukkah, it doesn't have to be 10 samach to the ground, right? And the Gemara in Sukkah is learning Mechitzas not just for Shabbos, for Sukkah. And saying it needs to be 10 tefach, but that could be 10 tefach, which is hanging.
Right.
If it weren't for the virus of the Kiyas Gideon, but then we say, okay, fine, but if you have something on the ground, and then you have a break, and then you have a 10 tefach hanging in the air, but it's not the Kiyas Gideon.
But you got your 10, right.
Right.
So I wouldn't know what to do with that.
Right.
Unless that's just a different din.
Right. Meaning it's tempting, except for the...
Yeah.
I mean, the Gemara says that because the Gemara ends up saying that they both are in mechitzah, so it's an and in mechitzah nikeres. But it sounds like mechitza is mechitza in both places, and the ten tefach is learned from the same source.
Yeah.
Which is why the ten things sort of falls apart, but it's still tempting.
Yeah,
it doesn't make it less tempting.
Right. And it's also consistent with the what I mentioned before about dividing up a rishos. Meaning the Gemara in Erevin, Dehai, and Beis Hamad Aleph is going to talk about this issue of dividing up a house into separate spaces. And I brought you... no, I did not. Just kidding. But the Shulchan Aruch in Or HaChaim Shin Ayin Gimel said that in a closed building, walls which reach the ceiling divide the Rishus in terms of needing separate area of Chateras. It's the top of the Rishus. So I like the idea too much to just drop it. Don't know. The other principle I wanted to just mention, because you have to in order to have this conversation about gaps, is that if there's a gap of three tefach or more at the bottom of the machitza, at the bottom of the fence, it's called gedim boken ba, that the goats, the young goats anyway, could stick their heads through. They could even go through boken ba. It's not just the head. So that's in the Gemara in Erevin Tezayin Amud Beis, which we're going to come back to, and it's brought in the Mishnah Berurah in Shin Samach Beis Nun. I brought it in Source Dalet. That will disqualify your wall. You cannot have a gap of mitzvah or more at the bottom of the fence. Clear? Okay. So what is the maximum horizontal gap in a mechitza? And the way I want to do this is first talk about the maximum horizontal gap, which is the 10 amo question, then go to omid maruba al haparos, and the idea of bridging the gap, or pretending the gap is bridged by the fact that it has non-gaps either next to it, is first, one amud, one parutz, and then one parutz between two omdim that will serve that purpose. Then I want to move into the question of parutz ki omid. What if the gap and the wall are of the same dimensions? And then move from that into the question of whether omid maruba al haparos works for vertical gaps. Can you apply the same principle? And then the last question is the issue of asiyah avir umvat l'mechitzta. At what point do we say that two amudim can cancel out the open space in between? And when do we say that two open spaces will disqualify the closed space that's between them? So that's what I really want to get through here. We'll see. So first of all, the maximum horizontal gap in a mechitza. So you have to start with the Pasei Biros discussion, the issue of the cisterns that were in the middle of the road, in which they built these little semi-corner walls around it and said, good, it's now closed off and people will be able, in their Ola Regel, they're able to bring in their animals and the animals can drink from these cisterns. So the principle is that we do accept the idea of parutz maruba for pasei biros. We have no problem with the fact that there are more gaps than there's more gap than there is wall. As long as the pirtza is less than a certain shear. What is that shear? So I brought you the Gemara's here, but I think since it's not as directly relevant to everything, I'm just going to show you it's in source hay and source vav rather than walk it through step by step. You saw the Gemara's anyway during the prep time, but the principle is that Rabbi Meir allows for a gap of up to 10 amos, 6 cow widths, and Rabbi Yehuda will allow a gap of up to 13 and a third amma, or 8 cow widths. The debate between them about what to do will be where the bore is between 8 amos wide and 10 amos wide, right? You saw that. That's not news. Okay, so that's in the case of the Pasei Biros when you have the cistern. Then I brought you the case of the Shayara, the caravan that stops in the wilderness, and their wall has horizontal gaps, and there we say up to 10 amos are good, right? Source Zion, the Mishnah says, if the caravan stops in the out in the fields, always an unclear whether a bika is fields or a valley, because you see it used both ways. But anyway, it's surrounded by the various implements they have for the animals. Metaltlan besocha, you can carry in that space. The wall has to be tentachachai. Velo yiyu pirtzos yiseros ala binyan. You may not have more pirtza than structure than binyan. Kol pirtza shika eser amos muteres. Mipnei shika pesach. Up to 10 amos, you're fine. That's a pesach. Yes, and mikan aser. More than that is no good. That's your case of the shayara. And that brings us to the last case, and the most significant one, which is the mavoi. And the mavoi maximum is a 10 amma gap, and we have to now talk about that somewhat. But the Gemara first, in source, Ches. The Mishnah had said, Barachav me'eser yamait. If the entrance to your mavoi is more than 10 amma wide, You have to shrink it. So Amar Abaye, Tana Barach Me'aser Yemait. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Eino Tzarech Lamait. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you do not need to shrink it. V'ad Kama. So then how wide can you go? According to Rabbi Yehuda, if 10 doesn't need to be reduced, what about 20? V'ad Kama, meaning, as I added in brackets, the Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda thought to say 13 and a third. Right? Kama Chomer from Pasei Biraos. Because after all, as the Gemara continues, I'll say it outside, in the Pasei Biraos case, you allowed them to have more gaps than a wall. And yet your max was 13 and a third, even though you were being so lenient. So, Mavoi, where you're not going to be so lenient, you're not allowing Paras Muvala Omeid, so then certainly, you shouldn't permit any more than 13 and a third. If the issue is, which one are we more lenient with? We're more lenient with Shayara, I'm sorry, with Pasei Biraos, and yet we don't go past 13 and a third. Certainly here we won't. To which the Gemara says, not so fast. Maybe that's not the only way you can look at things. Maybe you should say, if we're being lenient and allowing parts from Rubala Omeid, then we're going to put a limit on how wide the gap is, because you can have a gap like that that's going to be parts from Rubala Omeid. The Mavoi, your gap is always going to have a wall around it. Right? In the Mavoi case, the gap is always going to have wall around it, so therefore, you should also be allowed to do more than 13 and a third, because you're always going to have more wall. You'll have Omeid Merubala Paros. Or, maybe we should argue the opposite direction and say, with Pasei Biraos, you were lenient in one way, so let's make another leniency. Right? We had one leniency, let's make another one. But Mavoi, we don't do leniencies. So it's not clear in terms of what a conclusion will be, but as a matter of halacha, we don't accept these maybe arguments. The rule is, as the Gemara assumes starting out, I brought it for you from the Rambam, I brought it in Source Tesach, HaShabbos Yedayin Yedalid, where he says, your max is 10 amos. More to be said about that Rambam in a little bit, but right now is what we have. The Rambam says, how wide can it be? And his answer is the Rachbo ad Eser Amos. Right? Unless it has two Esapesach, and we'll talk about that. But right now he has said 10 Amos is your max. Clear? Okay. The Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph is quoted on Yud Amud Beis to start the discussion that's in Source Yud. And there, it accepts a 10 Amo wide opening for a Mavoi if it has a Tzuras HaPesach. Right? We're good with 10 amos, assuming that you have, and 10 amos means 10 or more, assuming you have a Tzuras HaPesach, right? If you take a look at Source Yud, if you have a Tzuras HaPesach, Af Pisha Rachav, Me'aser Netzarech Lamayit, so Masalei Rav Yehuda, L'Chiyah Barav, Kamei De Rav. Rav Yehuda says to Chiyah Barav, in front of Rav, Eino Tzarech Lamayit, you don't need to shrink it, assuming it has a Tzuras HaPesach. So Amar Lei, Asiyei Tzarech Lamayit, Rav says, no, you do have to reduce it. So Rav Yosef says, we can learn from, when he said, Tzarech Lamayit, he says, we can learn from Rav, that if the majority of the yard is openings and windows, then Tzarech Lamayit doesn't help. Why? My time up. How will Yosef may eser oser b'mavoi? Uparitz meruba la omeid oser b'chatzer. He says, look, more than 10 disqualifies a mavoi according to him. Tzarech lamayit, right? Parutz, having it open, is going to prohibit the chatzer. So ma yoser me eser ha oser b'mavoi eino niter b'tzuras ha-pesach. Just like you can't fix a gap of more than 10 with a tzuras ha-pesach for a mavoi, so too, parutz meruba la omeid for the chatzer cannot be fixed with tzuras ha-pesach. That's his argument. Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work according to Rav for more than 10 in a Mavoi. It also isn't going to work for this Chatzer situation either. To which the Gemara says, Mal Yoser Me Eser HaOser B'Mavoi Shken Lo Itarta Bo Al Pasei Eitzel Pasei Biraos Rabbi Meir. He says, wait a minute, we have a precedent for wrecking 10, right, in the Pasei Biraos case. Parutz Mubala Omeid, though, we permit with Pasei Biraos, so maybe you can't draw an analogy from the way we treat one psul to the way we treat the other psul. The fact that one doesn't work doesn't mean that the other doesn't work. And the Gemara then says, Lema Messiah, Le, we can even support this because we've learned. Defanos halalu sherubim sachem v'chalonos mutter. If walls are majority openings, they are mutter. Ulevache Omeid Mubala Parutz, as long as the Omeid is greater than the parots. And then they say, what do you mean majority? How could it be majority openings if it's omen rubala parots? So it doesn't mean majority. That doesn't mean. It means hirba. There are a lot of them. The riba ben. So the point is, He says, if you have that, right, you need to make sure you have omen merubah al haparut. So that's a requirement. So if Kahana says that disqualification is different, that's pisrei shimoi, which is a whole other discussion that we have to get to in Siras HaPesach. But the upshot of this is 10 amos is your max. However, your 10 amos can be mitigated if you have Siras HaPesach and you have omen merubah al haparut. And that's what the Rambam says in Yud Aleph. If it is more parts than omed, it's not a machitza. However, parts ke omed, we're going to come back to, it's fine. We'll get back to that. But none of your gaps can be more than 10 amos. And if this opening of 10 amos has a tzuras ha-pesach, even if it's more than 10 amos, you're still okay. Assuming that you don't have more gap than wall. So a gap of 10 amos is your maximum gap, unless you have omen rubala parutz and tzuras ha-pesach. Now, the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Samach Beis Yud brings the Rambam and others on this. And the Mishnah Brura in Shin Samach Beis Nun Tes says it's appropriate to be concerned for the view of the Rambam, which other Rishonim also embrace. Even though, as a matter of practice, our Erevin, you know, runs screaming from the Rambam, nonetheless, you know, you got to know that it's an issue. The side note on this, it's not.
And there's some claim that they're following them, right? That's what they claim in Muncie, right? The super arrows.
Yeah.
They use mostly the highway walls, is it?
I don't know, but yeah, and there are Arabs that claim that they're good with the Rambam, and you know, you've told me about the Gush setup. It's a whole different ballgame.
I mean, yeah, sure. Yeah, we have a wall around, yes. We have a fence around it, yeah. Done for, you know.
But as a side note, it's not clear to me whether the Rambam includes where you have two omdim canceling a pirtza between them. When he says it has to be omen merubah laparutz, it's not clear to me whether he accepts all versions of omen merubah laparutz or whether he only accepts where your omed that's beside this wall, beside this gap, is larger than the gap itself. Because it's not going to be clear to me whether the Rambam accepts that when we do, as we're doing now, next, omed merubah laparutz. In other words, there are two definitions of omed merubah laparutz. One, the omed is bigger than the parutz beside it. Two, the omed is smaller, but there's another small omed on the other side, and combined they can get rid of the parutz. It's not clear to me the Rambam accepts the latter. So that's important when you're trying to cancel out.
And both of that was within omen merubah al-parutz in a machitza rather than
the
Rishos.
Collective, which I'm going to mention. Right, I'm going to mention that. Although I think, I'm getting to that also. Yeah. So that brings us. Right, we've said that it has to be 10 tefachai. We've said that it has to start within 3 tefach of the ground, and we've said that you don't want a 10 amma gap. So now we get to this issue of omen merubah al-haparutz. Literally, the standing wall is greater than the gap in between. So first of all, simple principle to know. Everybody knows it, but I mentioned it anyway. And I even brought you the Rambam on it in Source Yud Beis, but I won't read it inside. If your gaps are smaller than 3 tefach, then there's no issue of parutz merubah al-haomed. It doesn't matter. So in other words, if I have a reed, and then I have 2 tefach gap and a reed and 2 tefach gap and a reed and 2 tefach gap, and that's what my wall is made of. Nonetheless, we will not say, well, that's parutz merubah al-haomed, because those aren't considered gaps. That's the way we look at it. That's point number one. What about one omed next to one parutz, the most basic way that you're going to do this omed merubah al-haparutz? I have a wall. My wall has a 4 amma gap next to a six amma wall, and that's the end. So there, it's the Gemara in Erevin Daf Yudam and Aleph, and you know, having seen the Gemara during Seder, so you already know that what I'm going to be doing now is mixing and matching pieces of the Gemara in order to make this work. So, Tani Levi, the Mavoi Shu Rach of Esrim Amo. If your Mavoi is 20 Amos long, no, it's kind of MTE so Badayo. He says, you want to make it easy? No problem. Take a reed, stand it up in the middle, and you're done. That's how you handled your entrance to your Mavoi. Who tani lava? Who amar la dein alacha kosa mishna? Having taught that, he said it's wrong. That's not the halacha. Ike de amri amar shmul mishmei de levi ein alacha kosa mishna. Fine. Ela hechi avid. So then, what do you do? So we get two suggestions here. Amar shmul mishmei de levi ose pas gavoa asara b'meshach arba amos. He says what we do is we take a wall. 10 tefach tall, I should say. The Meshach Arba'amos, 4 amos long. Umamido la arko shel mavoi. And we set it up along the length of the mavoi. In other words, what we are actually doing here is setting it up perpendicular to the entrance. If this table, this is one wall, this is another wall, and they're 20 amos apart, then I will set up this wall going this way, right, parallel to the walls of the mavoi from the entrance, and that's my first way to solve the problem. How that works, I'm going to come back to it in a second, but just to read in the Gemara, the second answer, inami kid Rav Yehuda. Or you do as Rav Yehuda recommends. The Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, in a separate case, in a 15-amma wide mavoi, but the application to the 20-amma is simple. Mavoi shu rachav chamesh esrei amma. If the entrance of the mavoi is 15 amos wide, marchik shtei amos va'osepas shalosh amos. So you leave a 2 amma gap by the wall, and then you make a 3 amma long stretch of wall next to that, and that reaches 5 into it. So in a 15 amma wide one, so my 2 and my 3 nullifies the 2, so I now have 5 amos of wall, and then that's good, because that leaves a gap of only 10 amos. And we mean 10 amos minus a mashu, or we're good with exactly 10 amos, however you want to be mitzamtim. But that's what he says. So in the 20, what I'll do is 2 amma gap by each end, 3 amma wall next to each end, and that leaves 10 in between. My 3 renders my 2 on each side to be nothing, and I'm not worried that the 10 in the middle is going to combine with the 2 on the side to cancel out the 3 for reasons that we'll get to. But that's the solution that we suggest. Now, how did this perpendicular wall thing work is a very interesting question. We'll take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan in Source Yadalid, where he brings you an idea of quoting the Rashban in the Avodas HaKodesh. He says, you could have argued that the airspace on either side should be mevatel, should cancel this wall. The reason why it doesn't, you can read it inside, but I'm going to just go through it outside in order to get through in time. He says the way it works is that this 4 amma long thing is a full mechitza. It's like a mechitza for the mavoi. What you've done by putting this perpendicular wall here is you've created 2 mevalos. You have mavoi 1 that goes from the original wall to this thing you put up in the middle, and then mavoi number 2 goes from the thing in the middle to the other side. And he says, the rule is that airspace isn't going to be mevatel the wall of a mavoi.
Right, and then, now I'm forgetting who made this comment, that if this is the case, it's least the problem, they solve it, of why this isn't a mavoi, it doesn't make it a mavoi akum, right? Because now, if that's really what it is, and then
yes,
right,
you now have an open space past it,
right? Right, it's cannot whatever canadlan canado whatever it's called
the natal the centipede,
yeah. And why isn't it like that? But that's right. That's sort of the extreme. Once you think that that's really what's happening, right?
Right. He also brings the Ritva. I brought it to you there in from Sif Samach there. That he's not happy with this idea altogether. But that's just a side note on the on that solution. The solution that's of interest to us really is the second solution, the one that says 2 gap followed by 3 wall, and that the 3 wall will cancel out the 2 gap that's next to it. And the poskim accept this. The Rambam in Source Tesvav, Itzel Hashabbos Yedzayin Chavalov, accepts both approaches. Right, Moshe Ruch Mezrim Amma Osef Paskavu Asar Tzvach Meshach Arba Amos. That's the first solution. And then in the middle of the second line, Marchik Shtei Amos Mikan Umamid Pas Shalosh Amos Marchik Shtei Amos Mikan Umamid Pas Shalosh Amos. Right, that's your solution. So the Rambam brings both possible approaches. So we see he believes in this idea. He expands it to the 20 wide by saying it's 2 and 3 on one side, and it's 2 and 3 on the other side. And that's consistent. The Rif has that also. That's the idea. the 2-3 approach is also one of the options cited in the Shulchan Aruch. I brought you source Tezayin, Shin Samach Gimel Lamed Daled, right, where he gives you other ways to fix a 20 amma wide thing. So his first one that he brings is the 2 and 3. Clear? Good. So everyone's good with that idea of Parutz Ka'omid. No one is going to reject Parutz Ka'omid. Sorry, I said Parutz Ka'omid. That's not true. Omid Ruba Ala Parutz, where it's just 1 and 1. That's the one no one's going to disagree with. That brings me to the more complicated case, a gap which is larger than the 2 Omdim that are next to it. And what's our status in such a situation? So that, and we turn to Yud Amud Beis. It's in source Yud Zayin. The Gemara asks, when Rabbi Yehuda has his 15 Amma situation, his 15 Amma entrance, why do you need to give the 2 and 3 approach? Why don't you do this approach? V'yamai, yase pas Amma umechza, v'yarchish dayamos, v'yase pas Amma umechza. You want to fill, your goal is to fill up 5 out of the 15. So why don't you do a wall of 1.5, then a 2 gap, and then a wall of 1.5. Now, I don't know why that's any easier for a person than having a wall of 3 with a gap of 2. In other words, you haven't saved any wood. Fundamentally, it's still the same. Nonetheless, why didn't you provide this solution? Maybe it was easier to find smaller units of wood.
Yeah, like scrap wood or something like that.
Maybe. But you should be able to do 1.5, gap of 2, and then 1.5. And the 2 1.5s will override the intervening opening of 2. Does that mean that, in fact, Omid Ruba Laparetz does not work when you're doing it this way? Not necessarily. Maybe it does work. The reason it doesn't work here is because what you will then have is a gap of 2, a wall of 1.5, and then a gap of 10. And the 10 will combine with the intervening 2 to cancel out the 1.5 in between. Where do we say that? We have to come back to that. But that's the concern, and that's why we didn't recommend it here. But normally, yes, in the event that I had a wall, that was an entrance that was the following. Let's say I had an entrance that was, need to make one up, okay. Let's say an entrance that was 22 amos wide, right? So I wanted to say, I'll put a 6 here, leave a 10 gap, and then a 6 on the other side. So the 2 sixes will combine to be 12, and that will override the 10 that's in between. That I'm fine with, because there's no issue there of airspace on the other side, and Asi Avirat Dahagisa, Avirat Dahagisa will not be a concern. Then the Gemara asks, after jumping over other pieces, V'yarchik Amu V'yase Pas Amu Mechza, so why don't you do the following? Gap of 1, wall of 1.5, V'yarchik Amu, then gap of 1, V'yase Pas Amu Mechza, and then another 1.5. Why don't we suggest that? And your 2 1.5s will cancel out the 1 that's in between them, right? And that way you have 4. And then I'll get rid of the 1 that's beside it. In a chanami, you're right. That does work. And we accept this idea of omid rubal haparos, even though the omdim are on 2 sides. We're cool with that idea. But, you know, it's a big tircha to start creating gap wall. So it's easier to just go with the other solutions. So that's our key case of omdim versus a parutz that's in between them. The poskim are split on whether this actually works or not. There are 3 views in the Rishonim.
And then why is this different from the case of the 2-3-10?
Because in the case of the 2-3-10, it's 1 omid next to 1 parutz.
Even though it's really 2 parutz.
When you're asking is really, why don't we apply it?
Well, that's what I was... Right.
Meaning, so that'll get to
right, what I guess. Right. That's consistent. Right? I mean, yes, there's 1... There's really 2 parutz. There's 1 omid, 2 parutz, though.
Correct. That we have to discuss under Asi Avira. So the... but don't worry, it's coming. There are 3 views in the Rishonim. Your key jumping off point to find all 3 views together without any explanation is the Sharat Tziyun Shin Samach Beis Lamed. He makes reference to all 3. But I brought you here the sources for the 3 views. The first view is the view of Tosus and the Ritva. Tosus is Tezayin Amud Beis, and the Ritva I brought you here from Tezayin Amud Beis in source Yud Ches. I'm not going to go through it inside. But his position is Omid Ruba Al HaParutz works even where it's parutz between 2 smaller omdim. This may also be the view of the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Samach Gimel Lamed Daled, which we saw on your sheet if you go back a minute, the reason I'm not going through the Mitzvah is he's going to distinguish between Ke'omed and Meruba, and we're not ready for Ke'omed yet. But if you go back up to Tezayin, where he presented his solutions for the 20 Amah gap, so his second solution is distance yourself an Amah from the wall, then do the 1.5, and distance yourself another Amah, then do the 1.5. What we said, well, it's a big pain, but hey, if you want to, that's fine. So that's Omid Rubala Paritz on two sides. And then he even brings you another one. Or be 2.2 Amos, right, 2 Amos and 2 Tefa. 2 1/3 Amos gap. And then 2 2/3 Amos wall. And do the same on the other side. That's also fun. But the point for us is the Ritva accepts, Tosas accepts, and it seems like the Shulchan Aruch is accepting Omid Rubala Paritz on two sides. However, then you have the view of the Or Zeruah. And the Or Zeruah has a problem. And I brought it for you in Source Yates, and he really lays it out nicely. But again, to be concise, I'm not going to read it inside. I'm going to explain the problem. His problem is this. On Yudamid Beis, we said Omid Rubala Paritz is going to work if you have a 15 Amma wall with 1.5 gap 2. 1.5 wall, 2 gap, 1.5 wall. Right? He's good. Right? That was our case on Yudam Abbas. We said we're good with Omid Rubala Paritz, where it's 2 Omdim that are smaller than the Paritz between them. Right? If you want the case that I gave, the 22 Amma whole thing, right? Where I do 6 and 6 on either side and 10 in the middle. That'll be fine. But here's my problem. He refers to a Gemara that we haven't seen inside yet. It's the one on Tesayin Amud Beis about the vertical gaps. Right, and Rav Hamnuna's question. Rav Hamnuna wants to know, what if I make a wall out of 3 ropes that are each just a little bit thick, and I have 2 gaps between them that are just under 3 tefach, and 1 gap that's just under 4 tefach. So all told, I reach 10 tefach high. Right? And then the Gemara asks, well, where are you going to put your gap? You can't put your gap on the bottom, because then it's a mechitza shegedi and bokinbo, right? Then the goats can go through. You can't put your 4 there. And as part of that, the question was, what if you make it the middle gap? Right? What if you do less than 3 and then a mashu, so that means that you have 3 tefach on the bottom, and then you put your less than 4 as the middle, and then your mashu above that, and then you're less than 3 and your mashu above that, so that means that you have on the bottom 3, solid 3, and the top solid 3, and in the middle you have a gap of 4 and just under 4, and there they say no. Rav Hamnuna says that doesn't work, but he says why not? That's Omid Merubala Paritz on two sides. Why didn't that work? So he gives you a very interesting answer. Jump to the end of the Or Zeruah in Source Yates V'nira Be'enai. He says, it appears to me, Desha'ani Hasam Shu Omid Gamor. He says, the case that you gave, where you're going to close it in, right, using the what we do on 10b, right, we have 1.5 Omid and 2 Paritz and 1.5 Omid, and they're going to cancel out the 2 Paritz between them, the 2 Omdim on either side are real, right? Avalhacha, whereas here, in the case of the vertical wall, Ilu Shnei Omdim Perutzim, Ilu Shnei Omdim Perutzim Heim. He says, who are you kidding? Your wall is made up of 3 ropes. Don't tell me there's 3 solid tefach below. I put my hand through it. Don't tell me there's 3 solid tefach above. I put my hand through that also. It's a couple of ropes, and you imagine that it's a wall. So he says, that doesn't work for Omid Merubala Paritz. Lavud doesn't work to create Omid Merubala Paritz. That's his point. I bolded it for you. For Omid Merubala Paritz, Mishnei Ruchosa, Vayide Lavud, Lo Havi Omid. That's his solution. Others present other solutions for the problem. Right? You can immediately notice one potential solution, which is the fact that one of them is a vertical gap and one of them is a horizontal gap. Maybe the two are not comparable. Nonetheless, that's the Or Zeruah's approach. So the second idea is the Or Zeruah's idea.
Well, you know, there's good evidence, a good reason to think that they're not different because of the fact that Gemara equates it with the Kli.
Yeah.
Right? It seems like it's a general rule in Kol Tera Kula, not just Machitzas, right? It's less likely to distinguish horizontal from vertical, once you're saying that the Arha, you know, Arha Asla,
right, right,
is also part of the same rules, which I assume right. What drives it.
Yes. Now, this could also be the view of the Shulchan Aruch. In other words, the Shulchan Aruch only brought us a horizontal case of Omer Ruv Ala Paretz from two sides. I don't believe we have in the Shulchan Aruch a case of vertical Omer Ruv Ala Paretz from two sides. So this could be the Shulchan Aruch's view also. And then you have the third view, and the third view is the Rashba in the Avodas HaKodesh, in which he says very succinctly, as is his manner in the Avodas HaKodesh, source Chav, Omer Ruv Ala Paretz Sha'amru Shuka Omer Bamed Devar Amurim. When do we say that you can do this from when do we say that Omer Ruv Ala Paretz works? Kisha Omer meets when it's on one side, how you own the mishnei stardim ruba la parot, if the omid on both sides is more than the parot, eino ke omid, that doesn't work. And then he goes on to give you examples. He doesn't like omid ruba la parot from two sides. How he's going to read the Gemara is a worthwhile question in its own right, but that's his position. Lashon Riaz is quoted as saying the same thing. As I said before, I don't know the Rambam's view. I don't know what the Rambam will say about Omer Ruv Ala Paretz Mishneit Stadim. It's just not clear. He doesn't give us a case, which maybe in and of itself is an indication. But we do know the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Samach Gimel Lamed Daled accepted Omer Ruv Ala Paretz in some measure. The Aruch HaShulchan in Shin Samach Gimel Samach Aleph accepts it as well, meaning accepting it from two sides. It's not clear if it's the Or Zeruah's view or the Ritva's view. The Mishnah Brura hedges. The Mishnah Brura in Chav Aleph, right? You see it? Shin Samach Beis Mem Hei says V'yesh Omer Mishafilu Ha'omed Einu Meruba Mitzad Echad Rak Mishnah Tzadim Mitzdarva Mahadadi. Some say it works where it's a combination of two separate Omdim. Some say that works, but he only says some say. So in the Shaar HaTzion, he apologized for saying some say, and says, well, and the problem is that some don't say. So that's why I had to do that. And in La Halacha, he writes, in Source Chav Beis, La Halacha Ein Lahakel Bazeh, Me'achar to the Das HaRashba V'Hariyaz, B'Lav Halchi Be'omid Ruba La'Paratz Mishtei V'Chosav Lo Chashiv Omid Ruba. He says, since you have the Rashba / Riaz, who don't accept Omid Ruba La'Paratz from two sides, and you have this middle position of the Or Zeruah that we won't accept it when it's a lavud. So he says, yeah, I'd rather that you follow the Or Zeruah, because I'm really worried about the Rashba. So at least follow the Or Zeruah. That's what the Shaar HaTzion wants you to do. Which is very important. I mean, this is a practical issue of the Ruv Ala Paretz. This comes up quite significantly. We had an issue when I was in Rhode Island with the Eruv there. They used a cemetery wall. But the cemetery wall had very wide entrances. They had to be wide because you have trucks that go through there. So that was part of the question. And then they didn't actually do funerals on Saturdays. They don't die on a Friday afternoon, I guess. They didn't do funerals on Saturdays. However, they would shovel snow into there and they would rake leaves and whatever they did. So those things could be open. So this issue of whether you can use Omid Mishneit Stadim is actually, you know, that's pretty significant. There was more to it regarding that era, but that's a side note. The Aruch HaShulchan mentions what I'm only going to mention, Rabbi Ziering mentioned it earlier, which is in Shin Samach Beis Chav Gimel, he has this idea that Omid Ruv Ala Paretz may work as a combination of all the walls. Not just on one side, but looking at all the walls together. Which on the one hand is very logical to me. I've never understood the idea that each wall should be considered different. I understand, yes, it's a change of direction, whatever, but I've always had trouble with this concept. On the other hand, it seems to me that every time I see this brought up, it's dismissed. That it's not taken seriously, that we're going to measure all the walls together, that it's really per side. He mentions it in Ayin Shem, and you can see more about it, but from what I understand, it's not something that we follow, this calculation of all the walls together. Did you see otherwise?
Does the Rambam explicitly weigh in on it?
I'm going to go weiter here because
there's a whole discussion about a building that's all doors and windows.
Right. No, but the question is still, are you measuring everything together or are you... Yeah. So we have now seen, number one, 10 tefach, no gap of 3 tefach at the bottom. We've seen the maximum horizontal gap, 10 amos, with the possibility of accepting it if it's Omid Ruv Ala Paretz and Tzuras HaPesach, and that's the Rambam requiring the Omid Ruv Ala Paretz and so on. Then with the Omid Mubala Parus, we said everybody's going to accept one Omid next to one Parus. There's a machlokas regarding one Parus between two smaller Omdim that combine to override it. Okay? What about Parus Ki Omid? What about where the gap and the solid are actually of even of equal length? So here we go back to Erevin Yud Amud Beis. It's source Chav Dalet. Parus Ki Omid. Why don't I say that you do the following? Omid of one, this is in your 15 amma wall, right? So do an omid of one, then a gap of one, then an omid of one, and then a gap of one, and the idea is each omid of one is canceling the gap of one that is beside it. It's not two combining to get rid of one. It's one and one, one and one, and that way you have the four. And that way you'll be actually, it's five, right? It's one, 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 one. But the idea is ultimately, then you will have eliminated your 15 amma wall. You just leave a 10 amma opening next to this. So Shmamina Omid Kiparos Aser. You didn't make this suggestion. Does that mean that Omid Kiparos, where the Omid and Parots are equal, it doesn't work? To which he says, the Olam Elach Mutter. No, I'll tell you that does work. V'Shani Hacha Da'asi Avir Da'hagi So Da'hagi So Mavatalei. The reason this doesn't work is because the 10 amma gap is going to combine with the one amma gap next, that's and crush the one that's between them. It's going to crush the one omid that's between them. That's why we don't accept it. Then the Gemara has a side question. You know, maybe people are going to start walking through the two amma entrance with Rabbi Yehuda's solution. That's his own discussion. It's not germane for us right now. But that's one piece of this. Then we get the Tosefta in Kalim, the toilet seat. So the Tanan Hasam, we learned. Or ha'asla v'chalo shalom etzdarf b'tefach. The hide, that is the seat, as well as the gap, combined to be a tefach. Side note, why do you want to reach it's a lateral tefach. Why do you want to reach a lateral tefach? So Rashi here says it's for ohel. However, the Mefarshim on the Tosefta, if you look at the Minchas Bikurim, say it's for moshav. Because you can't use an open space as part of your tefach ohel. I don't care that you consider it omeid. It's not ohel. So that's a side, you know, side question. But fundamentally, how much of a gap is still going to be okay? So Rav Dimi says, I'm saying this outside, Rav Dimi says it's two finger breaths omeid, two finger breaths parutz, and two finger breaths omeid. In other words, they're all equal. And Ravin says, 1.5 finger breaths omeid, one finger open, and 1.5 fingers omeid. So then after they have a nice discussion about fingers, the Gemara then asks, is this a debate regarding Omid Merubah, where each Omid is smaller than the middle Parutz? Right? In other words, Rav Dimi is saying 2, 2, and 2, because he doesn't want to say 1.5, 1, I'm sorry.
1.5, 1.5.
No, then they're each bigger. I'm jumping the gun on the conclusion, that's why. But is this a debate about not accepting where each omid is smaller than the middle parus? And Abai says, yes, that's the machlokes. Rav Dimi accepts omid beruba, even if each individual omid is smaller than the parus. Ravin does not accept omid meruba, if each individual one is smaller, and that's why he didn't do 1.3, 1.3, 1.3. To which Rav Dimi says, no, if that was the machlokes, then I wouldn't have done 2, 2, and 2, right? I would have done 1.2, 1 and 2 thirds on each side, and 2 and 2 thirds in the middle, right? It doesn't make any sense that I would have done all equal if I meant it's good even when the middle one is bigger. That would have been the bigger novelty. So rather, what we end up with is this. Rav Dimi does not accept where each omid is smaller than the parts. He doesn't accept that. He does accept where the omid on each side is equal to the parutz, because he accepts omid kiparutz. And Ravin does not accept where they're all equal, because he rejects omid kiparutz. So what emerges is a machlokas between Rav Dimi and Ravin. Rav Dimi saying that where each is equal, the omid is equal to the parutz, that works. And even though we're giving sets of three, it's even true where it's side by side. That the Rav Dimi accepts where the omid is equal to the parutz, and Ravin does not accept where the omid is equal to the parutz. That's one key gemara.
The Betzalachachma does. La lacha.
Okay, except the whole thing.
Okay.
Don't, because it's already 11:15. I'm sorry. If you want to send it around, that'd be great. But yeah, the other key Gemara is Tes Zvach Mabez to Tes Zayin Mabez. And what if the gap and the wall are equal? What do we do then? What if they're equal? So the machlokis amoraim in understanding this halacha l'moshe misinai. I brought it to you for you in source chafei. Itmar parut ke'omid Rav Papa Amar Mutar Rav Huna Rav Yeshua Amar Aser. And here you get this is what I meant about this halacha l'moshe misinai. The very funny language, right? The debate about where the parut and the omid are equal. Rav Papa Amar Mutar. Rav Papa says it's mutar. Why? Haki agmarei rachmana l'moshe. Because this is what God said to Moshe. Lo sifrot ruba. Don't break through the majority. So he's saying it as though the halacha l'moshe misinai is not what I said. Where it's just, this is what we've been doing since Moshe's day. We've known it to be the halacha, even though we don't have a pasuk. But rather, no. Halacha l'moshe misinai means God told Moshe. That's what he sounds like, unless it's not meant literally. But he says, this is what God told Moshe. Don't have a majority opening. But if they're equal, you're okay. Whereas Rav Huna Rabbeinu Yeshua says, Aser, because God told Moshe, fence in the majority. And therefore, if it's equal, it is not okay. So that's my machlokes amoraim. Rav Papa and Rav Huna Rabbeinu Yeshua. Rav Papa says it is good. Rav Huna Rabbeinu Yeshua says it is no good. And the Gemara goes through proof after proof after proof, including a great Tosafta and Kilayim. I'm going to end up not reading all of this inside, but you have it there on the sheet, and you did it all in Seder. So you know, we have this nice long debate about the parutz ke omed with various proofs, and the conclusion in the end is to follow Rav Papa because of the initial point that we had made about the language of our Mishnah, which said don't have more pirtsa than binyan, indicating that parutz ke omed is fine, and so parutz ke omed should work, and indeed that's the position of the Rambam. The Rambam writes, we saw it way back in Tezayin, parutz ke omed is good so long as it's not 10 amos wide. The Shulchan Aruch in Shin Samach Bey's Tess also says equal parutz ke'omed are fine, and he says even bein b'shesi bein b'eriv. It's true whether you're talking about a horizontal gap or a vertical gap, right? Either way, it's fine. As long as it's not Yoser Me'aser, he's good with it. And the Mishnah Brura in Shin Samach Bey's Memches, I brought it for you in Chazayin, says, yeah, parutz ke'omed is indeed fine. It doesn't have to actually be Maruba. Being equal to it is good. And you can even carry opposite the part that's open. Why does Parutz Ka'omed work? So this is that article I sent you with Rishlomo Zalman. Rishlomo Zalman, Orbach and Mibay, Medrash HaChidushei Torah, Shvat, Tavshin Samach. Aleph offers two approaches as to how Omed Kiparutz could work. One approach, he says, is, and I'm saying this outside, I did retype it for you in Chavches, but nonetheless, one approach is that parutz is batel. We view the whole wall as sealed. And that's why he understands omed meruba ala parutz, is that this is viewed as a sealed wall now. The other approach is, we don't need sealed walls. We just need to interrupt it between areas. And if your wall has omed equal to parutz, it interrupts between one space and another. He says, accepting omed kaparutz requires approach number two. You can't call it a sealed wall when it's omed equal to parutz. This is not credible. And he says that's why the Rambam also accepts omed kiparutz in Hilchos Kilayim. Same idea, because the rule is the same there. You just need to have an interruption between spaces, and this is an interruption between spaces. You don't travel easily between them. You don't view them as the same. However, I'm going to explain why we view this as an appropriate barrier, as opposed to regarding schach, which he has this long discussion about whether the same thing should be true or not, because the Rambam, in fact, rules differently regarding schach. We're going to have more on this letter from Shlomo Zalman in a minute.
Yeah, and Reinerberger in Hishya on it notes that part of this, he says something very similar, but it depends. You know, you look at the Machlokes Rishonim, whether this is fundamentally equivalent to the normal rules of Bittul or not. Right. Right? Because since you have the normal halacha by Bittul, but the Gemara never seems to bring it up, is it that it's just an accident, or is this unique because it's asking something unique about Shabbos, not about Bittul?
So that's Omid Kipparutz. We are going to accept Omed and parts being equal, and Rosh Hashanah gives a suggestion for why, and note the Shulchan Aruch said it's good for vertical gaps too, which brings us to our next question, which is, does Omed Ruba Ala parts work when you're dealing with vertical gaps? So the Mishnah, it's Perek Aleph Mishnah Tes in Erevin, it's also brought from Tezayin on the base on your sheet, talks about the vertical gaps for the Sheyara. The three horizontal ropes, gaps of less than three tefach in between them, with ropes thicker than a tefach, so the whole thing reaches 10 tefach, and it's good. And there's a machlokes, Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda, the Chacham, and Barisi, Rabbi Yehuda, as to whether this is only good for Sheyara, according to Rabbi Yehuda, only good for the caravan. The Chacham say it's good for everybody, and Rabbi Yehuda says, you're kidding, it's never good. The Gemara on Tezayin Amud Beis talks about the acceptability of a wall with vertical gaps. It first of all says it's obvious that we accept a gap in a Shesi wall, right? We're fine with a gap in a with a horizontal gap in a vertical, you know, in a wall that is constructed vertically. And Rashi says, of course, because we accept clay behema. You accept putting the animal, you know, implements together. Those are the vertical ones, right? Of course, there are going to be gaps between them. We're good with that. But how do you know that we accept a gap in an Arev wall? How do you know that you can accept a vertical gap in a wall made of horizontally aligned ropes? So Abaye said, and I'm reading this outside rather than going through it inside, but you can see it there in Chavdes. He says, the Mishnah said ropes thicker than a tefach. So if we were good with Omen Ruba HaParutz, then you could do less than three parutz at the bottom, then the thin rope, then less than three, then the thin rope, and then less than four with a thin rope on top. And that should be good. The collective six below would override the parutz above. To which the Gemara says, not so fast. Where are you putting the parutz? This is what we talked about before, right? In the Orzarua. Where are you going to put the less than four parutz? It can't be the bottom. Goats are going to get rid of it. Can't be the top. Because if it's the top, then the less than four at the top will combine with the airspace way above to get rid of the rope that's on the top. That can't work. So what we're talking about is putting it in the middle. That's what we want to do. And in that case, what we're trying to prove is that Omen Ruba al Hapar, what Rav Hamnuna is trying to promote there, is, or Abaye, is trying to promote acceptance of Omen Ruba al Haparutz, where it's one parutz between two smaller omdim. In other words, I have three at the bottom now that are considered closed, I have three at the top that are considered closed, and they're going to cancel out the four that's in the middle. That's what he'd like to suggest. And Rashi says, there's no asi avira from above, because it's solid below from the omid ruvala parutz. In other words, we're not going to say, worry about the airspace of the sky, because the space below this is all solid. More on that in a minute. But from the fact that our Mishnah did not say this, we see that did not give us this idea of the three, four, and three. We see that we don't accept Omen Rubala Parutz from a vertical gap. That's what we contend. To which Ravashi says, no. That wasn't what Rav Hamnuna was talking about. He was talking about something completely different. He was asking about a suspended mechitza. That's what he was talking about. He was dealing with a suspended mechitza to mevatel a smaller parutz. It's its own discussion. There's a kula regarding water. We don't extend it to land. It has nothing to do with omid rubala parutz for a vertical. And in fact, that leads the tour to write. I didn't bring it, but it's the tour in Shin Samach Beis Tess, and it's brought in the Shulchan Aruch as well, that even parutz ki omid works on a vertical mechitza, so long as no gap is bigger than 10 amos, just like for a horizontal one. But but it fundamentally works. How in the world are you willing to do this for a vertical wall? So there, Rosh Shlomo Zalman comes back again. He says, because our point is not to convert the pirtzeh into a petach. If you're converting it into a petach, then you'd have a problem, because this is a wall. It's the vertical of the wall. He says, we wouldn't accept that. Rather, it's because it marks the space as muvdal. Now, there's a very interesting Mishnah Berurah with a lot of discussion, including in Rosh Shlomo Zalman's article, that we don't have time for. The Mishnah Berurah in Shin Samach Beis Nun, I brought it for you in Lamed Aleph, says, I don't know what you're talking about for parutz ke'omed on a wall, because then anytime you have parutz ke'omed, you should be able to use the adjacent airspace to kill it. And therefore, it should eliminate the top of your wall no matter what. He doesn't know why in the world anybody's talking about accepting parutz ke'omed in Arev, and he says it was just brought along because it said parutz ke'omed for the other direction, for the horizontal direction, therefore we're going to use it for the vertical, same language, even though, no, it's actually not applicable. He doesn't like that at all. It's a good discussion to have. See the Bir Alacha Shin Samach Beis parutz ke'omed, and see Shlomo Zalman's article. But the upshot for us is vertical gaps can also work with omed rubal haparutz, and parutz ke'omed, according to the Shulchan Aruch, leaving aside the Mishnah Berurah's question. Last, when do we say asi avira dahagisa, avira dahagisa? When do we say the airspace on each side will wreck your mechitza? So we had two cases in the Gemara where we did say asi avira. And here I brought you the Gemaras, but I also brought you tables. I thought that would be easier. If you take a look below Lamed Dalet, Okay, so you see what I brought you. Two cases where Asi Avira Dahai and Avira Dahai does work. One is where I have a wall of 15 with
does
a 10 omic gap.
Does work, meaning?
Meaning that you're in trouble.
Right, okay, fine.
Yes. Asya Vira means the two airspaces will cancel out the wall in between them, and therefore we have an issue. So, first of all, you have the 10 combining with the 1 alongside it to get rid of the 1 that's in between. You see that? And then in the second one, from Tezayanum and Bays, the vertical gaps, right, where we say that if you have your 4 gap as your top gap, then the airspace above the wall is going to combine with the airspace below that and get rid of it. Right? Those are your two cases where we say Asi Avira. On the other hand, in the next two cases, we do not say Asi Avira. Where I have 2 and 3 and 10, right, Rabbi Yehuda's solution for the 15 Amma wall, we don't say that the 10 and the 2 combine to eliminate the 3. And in the solution of 1, 1.5, 1, 1.5, we don't say, let's let the 10 and the 1 get rid of the 1.5, or the 1 and the 1 get rid of the 1.5, for that matter. So why is it that we don't say that? And I broke my head trying to understand this for ages, and then putting all the cases together, it made sense. Rashi gives it to you in Source Lamed Hey. Rashi says on Diba Masel Va'okme on Tesayin Amid Beis Va'okme Lahach Gisa Demashu Pachas Mishlosh Samach Lekarka Dehashta Havalei Omid Rubal Aparetz Meruach Achas. He's commenting on the second of our cases, the case of the vertical gaps. He says if you put the less than 3 as the bottom one, right, then the you'll have Omid Rubal Aparetz Meruach Achas. Then because you'll have 3 at the bottom. That's more than the next gap of less than 3. Va'avira dahaigisa, dahaigisa nami lekelamamer, and then you won't have an avira dahaigisa issue. Ho'ava omein rubal ha'avira detosemine, because the omein is greater than the space that is below it. In other words, applying Rashi more to the horizontal cases, which are easier and simpler, if you take a look at the 10, 3, and 2, we don't say asi avira because the 3 is greater than the 2. Asi Avira requires that the solid be no greater than
the space on either side.
Or be no greater than the space on either side. In other words, there's an order of operations. The first question you ask when you're faced with a situation is the solid greater than the airspace on either side? If the solid is greater than the airspace on either side, there are no further questions. The omid is merubah aparus, and you're done. That airspace no longer exists. However, if the solid is only equal to one of the airspaces next to it, and certainly if it's less than the airspaces that are next, both of the airspaces that are next to it, then asi avira dahaigisa. So in the first case of my tables, right, the 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, it's not greater than the airspace on either side. And therefore, it is able to be canceled. You follow? It's an order of operations thing. The first question is it greater than or not? If the answer is it's greater than, we don't have any discussions. If it's not greater than, then Asi Avira is a factor. That's the idea.
And because it's just what it
is. So Rosh Lama Zalman is what we bring back in here. The Rosh Lama Zalman explains, that's what I brought you as the last source. He says, that's why we say Asi Avira for Omid Kib Parutz, but not for Omid Merubah Al HaParutz. Where it's Omid Merubah Al HaParutz, we say the wall is susum, the wall is considered sealed. And therefore there is no air to combine. But if it's Omid Kib Parutz, the air is there. It's only that we are saying, well, the space is obstructed. Right? But the airspace is there, and therefore it's available for combination with another airspace to cancel it out. This is what I really liked about what Rosh Lama Zalman said. Conceptually, it made sense to me. I was able to follow it. You follow? You follow what he's saying? In the case where it's 1.5, 1, 1.5, 1, the ones that are air don't exist. That's the idea. The ones don't exist. They're solid. And therefore there's nothing to combine with the 10. However, in the 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, those two open ones are still open. And therefore, they can combine, or one of them is only needed to combine.
And the only exception is going to be, and that's if you hold like the Ritva, not the Rashba, if something is a machitza by itself, and even though it's
yes.
because it's
yeah, and he goes through that as well.
Intrinsically, and I, yeah. By the way, it's two chuvos in Rosh Hashanah. His article is two chuvos.
Yeah.
It's Lamed Vav and Lamed Tes.
In Menachah Shlomo?
It looks. I'm going to look at them inside.
That's funny because before I retyped, I tried to find a couple of the clauses to see if I could find them anywhere.
I have to look, but it's actually the same article. But it. Yeah.
Okay. Great.
I think it's two long articles on Lamed Vav and Lamed Tes. I'll take a look over Shabbos.
Okay.
Aleph Lamed Vav and Beis Lamed Tes.
Got it. Good. So what we're saying then, to sum up everything, is number one, you want 10 tefach and hayat halach l'mushmi sinai or de'oraisa. You can't have the gap of 3 tefach more at the bottom. The maximum horizontal gap, we said, from Bavoy is going to be 10 amos at the end of the day. If you have 10 amos plus to a pesach plus some Omid Ruah parts, even the Rambam will be satisfied, but generally speaking, your maximum gap is 10 amos. The Omid Ruah parts, we said, first of all, if your pirtzos are smaller than 3 tefach, there is no concern of parus and Ruah omid ever. Love it kills it. The one omid next to one parus is certainly fine, where the omid is going to be greater than the parus. One parus between two smaller omdim is a three-way machlokes we've shown him as to how we handle it. The Mishnah Berurah wants us to be strict, at least to follow the view of the Or Zeruah. Parus ki omid is, we said, the going to work, where the gap and the wall are equal, we will accept, per the Rambam, per the Shulchan Aruch. The Shlomo Zalman says, it's not that we consider it sealed, it's that we consider it a valid obstruction. Does Omid Ruah Aparetz work for vertical gaps? So the upshot of everything was that the Torah says yes, and the Shulchan Aruch says yes, it does work, and even Paretz Ke'omed, although the Mishnah Berurah goes ballistic over Paretz Ke'omed. And Asi Avira, the basic principle is, if the Omid is greater than the Parus beside it, then no Asi Avira. If it's not greater than it, if it's equal to it, or lesser than the gaps next to it, then it's available for Bittul. It can be knocked out. Okay? Thank you very much.